The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, new year, new plans, new year's resolutions, but are they important for businesses? Is there any point in making them when there are not many, when there are so many unknowns? Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
We've just gone through, I guess, what could only be described as the most turbulent trading period any business has experienced, perhaps in Ireland, this century.
Tom Murray is a business consultant in Cork.
If businesses don't have active resolutions, they may not have the opportunity to have them next year.
Let's make sure that doesn't happen. Now, I know we often make resolutions we don't keep, or maybe don't make any at all, but Tom says they are essential for businesses.
Oh, it is. It gives you direction. It gives you focus. When you're managing a team, it gives you objectives to measure and to manage your team with. Most businesses start the year quiet. I always find, you know, the first 2 weeks of January in particular, there's a slow get back to work in a lot of sectors. And that should be the time when you do your SWOT. You know, get the team together, take a day out, put together the strategic plan.
Tom says putting together a strategic plan will only take 2 or 3 days.
3 days out of 365 to ensure that your business is going to thrive and succeed in the year ahead isn't too much to ask.
It's something I do every year myself, and this week now, this Thursday, we're taking a full day out of the office, myself and my team, and we're basically having a brainstorming and a planning day.
Mags Bolan Murphy runs Boffin Consultancy in Wexford.
You know, there's nothing worse than skating by the arse of your trousers, as my dad used to say. It's like if you're taking a road trip, you need a map. So the same is true in business. You can't get from A to B without knowing how to do that.
Mag says even before you make your plan,
that four-letter word that none of us really like,
you should review the year you just had.
What I call an end-of-year tidy and review. And this doesn't have to be complicated, long-winded, convoluted stuff. It's simple English stuff. You just need to look at what way the year went for you. Where were the gaps? What do you need to do better? What can you learn from?
I am going to be happy this year. I am going to make myself happy.
Do you want us to leave the room or...?
Every day, I am going to do one thing I have never done before. That, my friends, is my New Year's resolution.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah?
Mine is to pilot a commercial jet.
Sharon Ginnity of Optimize Marketing in Wexford says not to forget about yourself.
I think personally, one of the things that I am going to look at this year is actually to be stronger about making time for myself. I think entrepreneurs and small business owners wear many hats and they can be pulled in many different directions and areas within the business. So kind of freeing up some regular time to relax or do the things that help you unwind is really important. And, you know, it's important for your own well-being, and time away from your business will actually benefit your business. So it means that you come back to it with energy.
I'll be bringing in a brand new year. Bringing in a brand new year. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here by bringing in a brand new year?
Liam, I tell you something, this is the truth.
Mags Bolan Murphy again.
People will probably throw their eyes to heaven when they hear me saying this, but a vision board, right? One thing that we do every year in the house here, and I do two copies of it. I do one for the office and one for the house, and I do it for myself personally, that I just have a vision board template. It's 9 squares. And I put a mixture of what I want to achieve professionally and what I want to achieve personally, represented with images, onto that. I print it off and I put one here in the office in the house and one in the office in Enniscorthy. And you know something, it's just subconsciously it reminds me, you know, an image can just click something in your head to kick you up the bum sometimes when you need it, just to keep you focused, because you know, we're human and we can get lost in all the bits and pieces. But sometimes that I find that helps anyway.
So there you have it. I'm off to write my list. I need to learn how to bake bread. I think that's going to come in handy again this year.
Liam Geraghty reporting there. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Thanks for listening. Until next week. Bye-bye.